Yes, indeed, Owen. Indeed, the end of a busy, busy week, you know, here, there, and everywhere. I mean, I'll get a few pointers straight away. There was today, and indeed yesterday, Catherine McDevitt from Letterkenny out at the in Tampere in Finland at the World Masters on the Irish team, 4x4 and indeed 4x1, collecting gold. So that's a big, 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 big plus for her and indeed Donegal Athletics. You know, I mean, Catherine McDevitt, an athlete, as a young athlete, then out of the sport, started a family, and then embraced the sport again, both as a coach and an athlete, and she's really reaping the reward for all the hard work and commitment she's having. So well done, Catherine McDevitt. She's a great inspiration, indeed, to all mothers and people who are getting back into the sport. So well done to her. Also during the week, of course, Fintan Dewhurst, that's been well recorded, silver medal in Jerusalem and the European under-18, through the Glenties lad, the Tyrconnell Athletic lad. So well done to him. And of course, that big, big, big news. First of all, early in the week, you had John Kelly breaking the Irish record 2016 in the shot, and then an invite from World Athletics to participate in the World Championships for Ireland. So that's major, major, major. Three Donegal athletes in from Tuesday, three Donegal athletes in Oregon, Mark English, Brenton Boyce, and now John Kelly at Alton Valley. That will focus our attention, not this week, but the following week, the shot put being on Friday. So that's the story. And then we come to this weekend. Well, I think it's club by club. Letterkenny, Erin Friel was the star there. She got a 100-metre silver medal and a 200-metre bronze medal. So well done to her. Then the Olympian club, Sophia Parler, she won, and she's running well, 100 metres gold, and today a third in the 200 metres. And Aoife McGeoghan out there from Glenswally, she was second in the discus today. Now then we're going to Lifford and the two gallon girls, the normal story, the expected story, the anticipated story. Adrian won on the under 19 hammer, and the younger sister, Kiva Gallon, under 16 gold medal. And indeed, in that competition, Murren McBride was second. So a Lifford 1-2 in that under 16. So good, well done to the Gallon sisters, continuing to produce the results, and Murren McBride there. Cormac O'Donnell was so unlucky. He got the silver medal in the under 19 hammer, only being caught in the last throw. But well done, Cormac. He's came through the age groups and he's still there and he's still kicking. So brilliant. Well done. Elsa Moore, second in the 3K. And then we're on to Tyrconnell. Well, 400 metres victory today for Lucy McGlynn, the 62 for her. Yesterday, a 400 metres silver medal. So a good weekend for her. And then the Anderson family, Alex Anderson, Donegal Town, shot put second. Alana Anderson, third in the shot. So a good return for Tyrconnell there. Then we had Cranford. Well, the story of the last championships the previous week was two 800 metre victories for the Cranford pair of Keelan McFadden and Oisin Kelly. Extremely, really impressive victories. Now, today it was similar. 1,500 metres today. They stepped up the distance. Keelan won on the 1,500 metres. Very impressive. Has been and continues to be, as has been Oisin Kelly. Oisin Kelly is winning medals at national championships since, to me, it seems to me, since he was a baby, you know, so many years ago, and he continues, and each and every year he popped out on the track and he picked up indoor and indeed outdoor medals. So well done, Oisin Kelly. Gold medal today, national champion, Keelan and Oisin, both from Cranford. Finn Valley had a right good day. Joseph Gillespie was the star of the show. He was just 3 centimetres short of the championship record when he won the triple. Then today he won the long, and indeed yesterday as well, he was in the high and he got third in that. So two golds and a bronze for the Balbuffet boy. So well done to Joseph Gillespie. He continues to improve and, you know, looking for big things from him in the years ahead. Hannah Murray, well, she kicked back in very well today. She got a second in the 200 metres, personal best. And yesterday, silver in the 400 metres, a personal best. So well done to her. Dean Leeper continues to improve in the javelin. He got a second in the javelin yesterday, thrown over 50 metres. And Blaine Lynch, he's really the outstanding javelin thrower coming through at the moment. The Finn Valley boy from Castledare goes to Oma Grammar, and he had a 54 plus javelin yesterday for second. But you know, he picked up, throws with his right hand. He picked up a pretty severe injury, which I thought would kill his season, back about 6 weeks ago in a Gaelic match. But he was determined to get back, and actually he has made the Irish schools team in the interim. So great determination, great attitude from him, being rewarded a silver medal today. Mark Wilkinson, a year ago, he won his age group high jump. Today, he won his age group high jump, a 158 today. And himself and his coach his father, Paul, would have been pretty happy with that. So that was the overall story. Good return from Donegal athletes. You know, a group of young athletes are now beginning to emerge that we keep an eye on, and the story is healthy, and we just got to keep developing it. But Donegal, there's five or six clubs that are really kicking in with really strong results. All of the clubs that I mentioned today, indeed, plus the Rosses particularly, they're all really contributing to strong, positive results. So long may it continue.